Source. What is Source from Ion's perspective?
When you redo them, it's what humans fight over.
That's resources.
That's right. Something worthy for humans to fight regarding.
Right, so we, Ion, sometimes...
Well, we'll just use your definition. It was a little tongue-in-cheek, but it was still on point.
Yes. Often, Ion refers to going back to whatever, the only thing that ever worked, Source.
The only thing that ever works anyway is not Source. It's relaxing and aligning. In the aligning, then you have the ability to allow. When you get down to that, that's when you have a more fluid, seamless creation. Now, but you don't have to go that way, but you can go that way. Here's the example. You lose Job. Your writer was referencing Job. Job lost everything. Lost his family, lost his job, lost his cattle, lost his wives, lost his children, lost his everything. When he lost everything there was to lose, all he could do was look up. And he would not disconnect from Source, pure positive Source energy, which already had a relationship with what you call God, because that God was inside him. How else would he have such vast kingdom to create if he didn't realize his connection with Source is how those manifestations showed up in his world. And then the story is that Satan says, that Lucifer says, well, God, you've given him everything. If you'll let me dabble again, he'll curse God and die. But we're going to play with him a little bit. If you'll take your hands, your protection off of him, and we'll show you that he was a frail, weak being, human, who is not powerful, who is not enough, that does not contain enoughness, and we will eliminate all the wonderful things that make his world so fabulous, then you'll see that he can be disconnected from Source. And the boils came, and the friends left, and the money's gone, and if the wives leave, and it's just on and on and on and on and on. And yet, Job still held tight to what he knew was his connection with the non-physical, which was inside of him. And as bad as his meat sack got, and as blighted as his reality seemed, he somehow, even in the midst of all that ick, is that the right word?
Yep.
Ick's a pretty good word.
Yep.
Because it was not so pleasant, you see. About like those Ethiopians, I guess, then, huh? But anyhow, he got to such a place where he knew who he was and had his power, and then all that had been taken away or had been dismissed or lost, in the end of his days, he had more than he ever had to begin with. That contrast, rather than separating him from Source, actually activated him in Source. And it reminded him who he was in God and who God was in his life and whose power it was to create. And he created more wives, more children, better farms, better lands, better indeed, every creation that was in his experience of his vibrational escrow to the contrast that came from that testing. Now, we have issues with how the whole story goes down. The short version of it is he remembered who he was, and he activated that Source in his knowingness, and then 3-2-1 got to moving fast. And he went head over heels faster and better and bigger than he was, because he remembered who he was and how Source connected with him made all that new creation a piece of cake. Because the scriptures say that it was restored. It wasn't a 40 more year process. What was taken from Job was restored and larger and of source.
Yes, so when a murderer, convicted murderers on death row, do most murderers hold on to source? Hold on to the concept you were laying out that Job did?
Well, Job wasn't a murderer.
Right, but I'm just, well, he was disdained.
Yeah, but he didn't murder anybody. He found himself whole before God.
All right, so a murderer may not be able to hold on to the connection to source. Because
now, wait a second. Let's develop that a little so we don't get a false premise. Whose fault is it, the murderer or the murderee?
Right, it can be, it's a yin-yang, so that's why I'm thinking the murder.
No, it's not a yin-yang. If you don't have a murderee, you're not a murderer.
Right, and
it's attempted murder at that point, you see.
But Ion says...
Now, there's a difference now. There's a difference. Continue, I'm sorry.
Yes, Ion says that the murderee has made being murdered part of their wanting.
No. That's not what we say at all. What we say is they are closest to the vibrational proximity of leaving their physical body and going back to source or having that disconnection. They're the closest vibrational proximity to that manifestation. And that's how the murderer gets hooked up with the murderee.
That's not what you just described, a wanting. It's a vibration.
Well, now, wait. You don't have to... Hang on a second now. You don't necessarily want to die, you see.
Well, what's this proximity phrase? Vibrational
proximity? You're closest proximity to your manifestation. The next logical step. And whatever path you're going down, Job's next logical step could have been to curse God and die. And if had he done that, then he would have left his physical body and gone back to source. Okay? And he was okay with it and said a couple of times, God, why are you doing this to me? If I'm in the way, go ahead and take me out of the way. Take me out of the picture. I don't want to screw it up for everybody else. I mean, the earth rotting in my presence. So you choose. You're the creator and you choose. But hooking up the murderer has to be in the vibrational proximity of disconnection to take a life or to cause this. But now there's a lot of murdering going on. Don't they call it vehicular homicide? Sometimes that's not intended. But they just sort of hook up in the night. See?
It's not intended.
Not necessarily. If a mama gets in her car and backs over her baby and kills that baby, that was not what she woke up that morning and said, well, I've had enough of this. I'm running over my baby. And yet it's still a murder.
Well, I think we're going to have to make a topic out of vibrational proximity.
Yes.
And how...
But you see that process, though? That's a whole new round. That's tragic that mama's going to live the rest of her life all tore up, that she took her baby's life and she didn't mean it. She didn't mean that, but yet it still happened. So in order for that to happen, she had to be in the vibrational proximity of that. Now, not killing her baby, but that disconnection or that place in the baby had to be in the vibrational place of, wouldn't it be fun to get run over by mama's car? And they line that whole process up, and that's how it flows. It's the path of least resistance.
Thank you.